back, and hopefully we can talk about aliens today. It'll be short, but this is Sighting Sunday, and we will be talking about aliens, like I said. First, we're going to talk about our first sighting with Dad, if he's ever had a sighting.
Have I ever had a sighting?
Yes.
I have seen some stuff. Jake and I are a little sick today, so you'll have to excuse us. I had a sighting back in probably 2002, I believe this was. And I was parked on 86th Street and 5th Avenue out in Brooklyn. I was waiting for a store to open, so I was in the car. I was just listening to the radio, and I see like a black triangle-shaped object like hovering in the distance, kind of over Staten Island, because the way I was facing Staten Island. And, you know, so it's just kind of hovering there. And at first I thought it was like a plane or a helicopter. Just kept watching it for a while. It stayed there for a long time. And so I started noticing the time, because again, I was in my car and I had the radio on. So I was just watching the time. And it was probably after about a half an hour of this thing just kind of hanging out in the sky. I got out of the car. I walked about a block and a half up towards it. It was very small. It was like over a building out over Staten Island. And, you know, I walked out. Nobody else seemed to be looking at it. It was just hovering there. So I said, I'm going to go back to the car. And so I went back to the car. And now, you know, by the time I get back, I'm looking at the clock. It's been like 45 minutes. This thing's been hanging out there. I see like almost like little sparkles come out of the bottom of it. It was very weird. And again, the thing hadn't moved. It just was up in the sky, and it was very, very distinct, dark. It was like pyramid shaped. It was just like a triangle. So I kept looking at the clock. I had to make sure it wasn't anything on the windshield. I had to make sure it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter. And I just couldn't imagine anything hanging up there in the same spot for 45 minutes. And it was in the same spot, because I kept sort of making sure that it was in the same relation to one of the aerial antennas on top of this building, and it just didn't move. And then, like, in the blink of an eye, it was gone. And it was there for probably, like, 48 minutes, which is a long time for something to be in the sky. So that was my, again, I don't know if it was a UFO, I don't know if it was an alien spaceship or a military craft or...
And I have something to say.
What's that?
It has all the similarities of an alien spacecraft or an alien UFO.
Why do you think that?
Because it's pretty normal for, like, a triangle that is shaped like a pyramid and has sparkles coming out the bottom. And a lot of people have seen that and also have seen other things. Sometimes they see in circle UFOs with sparkles coming out the bottom. Sometimes triangle UFOs have the sparkles coming out of the bottom. And, I have a story about me and Dad's sighting. So we were sitting on the porch. I was playing with my Skylander cards, and we were just playing the little game. And we saw this gray dot in the sky that was, it was gray, and it was really tiny. So I thought it was just a little, like, plane, but when I saw it, it looked like a triangle shape, but Dad didn't see it, and it was just me, and I looked out, and it didn't have any sparkles. I think it did, but I forgot, and it was just a regular plain old triangle, but it was sitting there, and then it started moving, I think, and then it went behind, and the weird thing is that they're all going to Manhattan. So it kind of has something to do with that footage of the UFO over the bridge, the Verrazano Bridge. And so that'll tell the next one that we both saw.
We both saw the same thing on the porch again, right? It was
not a triangle.
Not a triangle.
It was a circle.
Like a circle or like a, it was silver, right?
Yeah, at first you didn't see it, but then...
Yeah, I didn't see it at first. You saw it. You have better eyes than I do now.
And then you started seeing it, and then you tried to take a footage of with your phone, but it wasn't working. And when we started looking through it, it was gone. It looked like it wasn't even there.
Yeah, my phone, because it was daytime, and, you know, the sky was, like, a bright blue, and this object was tiny. It was, like, a little circle. A little shiny circle, and it was far off in the distance, and it was moving pretty quickly. And, yeah, by the time I turned my phone on and got the camera working, I just couldn't focus in on it, and then it was gone. It was just over the buildings, and, you know, we couldn't see it anymore, so...
And then there was a third one.
Was there?
Yeah, remember? Okay, so...
Oh, the one at the backyard?
Yeah. So we're sitting in the backyard, and we're just sitting on the stoop talking, and we're actually talking about aliens. And that was... They just got a couple of information, and after that, we saw the stray dot in the sky again. And it was just, like, sitting in the backyard, so it was weird. It was in a different place, and it was at the different time, because I think it took, like, 25 minutes, right? Or 10?
It was about 15, I think.
Yeah, so it was 15 minutes that there was this gray dot in the sky, and it started moving down, and it kept us moving and moving... And then it went behind the pole, and then it started going up. It was just a gray dot, so we couldn't really see much. And then it went behind the building. And then we went into the house, and we were like, what is that?
So that one, it couldn't have been a plane, because it was kind of just hovering there for... We timed it. It was about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I had my watch with me.
Yeah, we see planes, you know, we have a flight path over the old house where we saw it in Brooklyn. You know, when the planes go over there, they're pretty low. You can tell that they're planes because we have all the airports near us.
JFK,
LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And Newark. So, yeah, like when the plane is flying over, you can usually tell it's a plane, even if it's really high up, even if it's not from one of the airports. And this thing was like, it was oddly shaped, and it just kind of hung out there for 15 minutes, and we were like, yeah, checking the time on Jake's watch, on my cell phone. Again, it was tough to video it on the phone, because it was daytime, and, you know, the camera just couldn't focus on it, but it hovered there for a while, and then it slowly started moving, and it went behind the trees, and we lost sight of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had sight of it, but then it was just gone. So, I don't know what it was. We still don't know what it is today. I think it's a UFO. It was not a plane. It was not any sort of, you know, like...
So what do you think UFOs are? You think they're alien spaceships?
Well, they say that there's aliens in them, and a long time ago, there was Ancient Aliens, which is a show. Mm-hmm. That I never saw before, but... they said that the Ancient Pyramid... People saw them, and then they made carvings of it, and yeah, they have UFOs, and they say that they came down onto the pyramid, and they actually saw them, because on the carvings there was them looking at the aliens, so it could have been either UFO, and there's one question: where did the aliens get technology from?
Well, if they're very far advanced than we are, you know, if they've been around for a lot longer, because again, you look at humans, like 100 years ago, we didn't have airplanes, we didn't have cell phones, we couldn't go to the moon, but now we can, right?
Yeah.
So, like, in another 500 years, maybe humans can go to other planets and we'd be the aliens, you know, like if we visited another planet. Some people think aliens are just us from the future. Like there's time machines and they come back to just kind of check us out. And maybe that's why they don't land and interact with us really. But we see their ships sometimes. Other people think that maybe they're interdimensional beings. They're not from other planets. They're from different dimensions. So they have like, you know, they have machines that can bring them to our dimension and time and everything.
Yeah.
So, or some people think that they're just military aircraft, you know, that the military is testing. So they're not aliens. They're just, you know, military aircraft that the government is testing and, it looks weird to us because we've never seen it before, you know, and it might have like new technology that we haven't seen yet, and they don't want our enemies to know about.
The government has aliens. They know a lot more than us, and
we think, right? We don't know. We don't know if they know more than us, but that's the theory, right?
Yeah, well, possibly they probably have aliens, because there's a lot of shows about aliens which say that the government is keeping a secret from us. And that's what I think. And there's not been any more sightings, except, I don't know if I've had any more sightings, but I think that's it.
Well, that's a lot. You know, a lot of people never see anything. So for you to have seen a couple of things, you know, like that's,
yeah,
that's pretty cool that you've seen a few things that you can't really explain easily. You know, they didn't, yeah, they, you know, we've seen a lot of planes, and those didn't look like planes, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the one could have been a balloon really high up. I don't know, but it was moving really fast, you know? Balloons, yeah, usually don't move that fast when they're that high up in the atmosphere. I don't know. It was weird. It was definitely weird, the things we saw, you know?
Yeah. And the triangle thing was before I was even born.
Yeah, that was 5 or 6 years before you were born, I think. It was either 2001 or 2002. I can't remember when it was. But yeah, it was it was before you were born. So what other alien stories do you like? Like, what got you into being interested in aliens, besides from, you know, it was last week we talked about how, like, I'm a ghost hunter and you're kind of interested in ghosts and Bigfoot, like you really like Bigfoot. So what got you interested in aliens too? Was it my interests, or was it something else that they got you interested in aliens?
Basically, I forget, but I think it was one time when you, wasn't it that book that you read me when I was little and it had like all these scary stories in it?
Maybe. I had a bunch of little kids' books that had paranormal stuff in them, just because you were always interested. Once you know, you found out that what Daddy did, you got pretty interested and, you know, you wanted to know more, and you had me tell you all my stories about ghosts and,
yeah,
ghost hunting, and, you know, those were most of my stories where I've never seen Bigfoot. When I first started telling you about this stuff, I never heard those screams in the woods that we spoke about last week, you know, like that's all relatively recent.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I think I was just teaching you about the different paranormal stuff, like lake monsters and Bigfoot and Chupacabra and Mothman and aliens and ghosts and all the different, you know, paranormal type things out there.
And next week we're going to be talking about Mothman.
You want to talk about Mothman next week?
Yeah.
All right, you got to do some research on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not basically going to be a sighting Sunday. It's just going to be a regular story Sunday, story Saturday.
Well, we can call it sightings Sunday because we, you know, just because we haven't seen it doesn't mean we can't talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've seen, like, you've never seen Bigfoot. I've never seen Bigfoot, so you can't call it a sighting. But, you know, like, we heard something. It's just about experiences, you know?
Yeah, maybe you can call another one when we're done with sighting Sundays. You can call it, like, story Saturdays, where basically we look up on the internet and see their stories. And then we can talk about it and prove if it's real or if it's fake.
Yeah, and that's, you know, next week we'll just talk about the legend of Mothman. And, yeah.
And then next week we're going to talk about aliens. Ghosts.
I think you want to talk about Mothman next week.
No, after next week.
We're going to the talk week about after. Ghosts. Okay, so 2 weeks from now we'll talk about ghosts.
Yeah, and then that's going to be the last of sighting Sundays. But then we'll probably come back with another one where I find... And we're also gonna... Well, the thing is, I thought we'd do T-Rex Tuesdays, but I'm not... There's a
T-Rex in your room?
Yes.
What would T-Rex Tuesdays be? We're gonna talk to the giant T-Rex in your bedroom here?
No. It'll just be where, like... It'll just be, like, we talk about dinosaurs and other stuff.
Well, we have to, you know, talk, it's got to stay about, like, the paranormal, right? Because that's,
yeah,
kind of what the blog is about. And we'll see. We'll see every week what we do. But next week's going to be Mothman. Do you think Mothman's an alien, or is he, like, a cryptid?
Both.
Like Bigfoot. A little bit of both, you think?
Yeah, because Mothman has red eyes, and he can fly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like, Oh, and we also got to talk about, what was his name? The
Dover Demon?
Yeah, the Dover Demon.
Yeah, that's another weird cryptid, right?
Yeah.
They never really saw before or since. And
alien.
Could be an alien. It could be a cryptid creature.
Because they said he was gray and he had these different colored eyes.
Yeah.
Which, basically, aliens' colored eyes are, you know, like, black.
Yeah, usually they're black, but when they saw the Dover Demon, I think one set of witnesses said it was orange eyes.
Yeah.
And the other set of witnesses said they were, like, green eyes. So, that's weird. I guess maybe if the headlights were hitting it. But that's an unusual little creature, right?
Yeah, or it could have been chemicals. Maybe one of the aliens got tested on, or by aliens to see what... is maybe he was, like, keeping a secret, or... And then they tested on him, and then they kicked him off the Earth, and he had these, like, chemicals in his eyes where you can see, like, night vision, and... There's a lot of weird things about the Dover Demon, I think. I'm going to take some footage, maybe, on my tablet on YouTube for... There was, like, in New York, but it was, like... What was the woods in New York?
The woods in New York?
Yeah, it was, like... downtown New York, no.
I mean Jersey?
No.
Not the Pine Barrens?
No.
The woods in New York?
Yeah, remember backstate New York?
Oh, upstate New York.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So maybe, because my mom has a friend that lives there, and I'm going to go do some Bigfoot hunting there, and then we'll take some footage.
Oh, it's up in the Catskills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we discussed our sightings today about possible UFOs that we think we may have seen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's one more thing.
Yeah.
Alien Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. We could do a whole different show about that, right? Yeah. Do you think Bigfoots are aliens, or do you think Bigfoots are just, like, apes that we haven't discovered yet?
Apes, but alien Bigfoot could possibly be, like, the aliens captured a Bigfoot and then made it, like, an alien-type creature.
Possibly. I mean, for me, that theory is a little out there for me. There's a motorcycle going by outside. That theory is a little weird for me. I think they're just giant apes that we haven't discovered yet, if they exist.
Well, they are. But they're okay, also humans.
Yeah. They're part human, part ape, right?
Yeah, they're Gigantopithecus.
Gigantopithecus, yeah. All right, so I think we're going to wrap up our show for today, because Jake and I are both sick. Jake is getting over something, and I'm in the midst of whatever he so generously shared with me when he was sick. So now I am going to
have a great time
of coughing and blowing my nose and just feeling terrible in general. So we'll see you all next week. We're going to be discussing Mothman. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Jake.
Make sure to record this, because last week he didn't.
All right, are we done?
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.